So we're continuing Simon Tofresh Ein Dalad, which is the halachas of lighting from ner to ner. So the halacha is that you're not really supposed to light from one ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah. However, all these halachas of not lighting from one ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah, that's only while the flame is alight during the time of the mitzvah, i.e. that half an hour after Tzitzit Kechavim. But once it's after that half an hour of Tzitzit Kechavim, then you're allowed to be madlik miner l'ner. Then you can tak and go and light from that ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah. Now we mentioned earlier on though, that there are those that are machmir even after half an hour not to put out the light. For those that go with that chumrah, they want to be machmir for that, then they would also be machmir here not to light from one ner Chanukah to another ner. But even if you're going with that chumrah, that would only be machmir to not light a ner shachol. So, for example, not to take your nearest Chanukah at 7 p.m. and to light the gas, but to light another ner shal mitzvah after that first half an hour, then there's no need to be machmir not to light another ner shal mitzvah. A ner of other mitzvahs, for example, a ner Chanukah, we've discussed, also you can have a shul candle, Shabbos candles, a candle which is lit for a chayla. These are all considered to be ner shal mitzvah. And me'ikah hadin, you're allowed to light from one to another, but not through a ner shal chayla. So for example, to light from a ner shal Chanukah for a ner shal Beis HaKnesses, although me'ikah din, you can light direct from one to the next, but you should not be lighting through a ner shachol. And some of machmir bichlal not to light any other neiros directly from a ner Chanukah. Okay, just one more shtickle, starting Simon Tofresh Ayin Hei. So Simon Tofresh Ayin Hei is the halachas that had locha isa mitzvah and not the hanocha. That means, at what point does a person perform the mitzvah of ner Chanukah? It's all at the time they actually light the menorah. Based on this, then since hadlocha is a mitzvah, not the hanocha placing it down. So, for example, if you put your menorah on by your window, but you didn't have any thought whatsoever that it should be for the sake of Chanukah, it was just put there because that's the most convenient place to put it. You put it there, let's say Sukkot's time. You don't need to then pick it up and put it back down again for the sake of the mitzvah, because it's the actual lighting that does the mitzvah, not the placing it there. So too, if you've had your candelabra, which you lit it for the sake of mitzvah Chanukah, but it was a light all the way from Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, and now you're putting it out on Motzei Shabbos in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you do not need to lift up and put it back down again for the sake of the mitzvah. It's enough just to blow it out and to light it again.